Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Oh, Parker filling in for the role of Steve Mason with the woo-woo-woo today.
Mason's around somewhere.
I saw him. He's around. He'll be here in a second. Yeah. So I got one for
His
you.
His beverage is here.
Okay.
You and I share a lot of similarities, in particular, when it comes to
I've
golf.
I've often said if you threw me into one day the question came up, you have to live with someone at 7:10. I said, you're the only one I could live with. Because you and I have similar habits.
We have similar habits and similar interests, I think.
Right.
One of those interests is golf.
Right.
I heard this.
This is good. John has not heard this.
Very so weird. Random.
So my number one pet peeve on a golf course is slow play.
Me too.
Right? It's just the worst.
And by the way, the main reason more than any other that I joined a club, because the public rounds were just taking 5-6 hours.
They take forever.
Yeah.
So I have an 8:50 yesterday morning.
Okay.
Okay? So we pull up to the first tee, 8:45, expecting to see the 8:40 either in the fairway or on the green.
Of course.
They're still on the first tee. Nobody's even taking a club out of their bag, and there's nobody on the hole, John. It's wide open.
And they're just talking?
They're chopping it up. One guy's giving another guy a lesson on the first tee, and we're like, oh, boy.
Now, why don't you just – I heard the whole story, but why don't you just jump in and say, hey, guys, we're going to play through.
Hey, he took you right to the place I want to go. Just say, hey, guys.
Can I jump in front?
We're in a little bit of a hurry. I can see you guys aren't. Do you mind if we go?
Probably should
have.
Not yet. I'm thinking maybe they don't see us. Maybe it's just a bad
start.
Ireland,
do you know the twist in this story?
No, I don't know anything about it.
It's good.
So it takes them to play the first hole at the golf course we're at. Should take about 12 minutes. It took them probably closer to 25.
Okay.
Takes a long time.
Lock in. Come on. That's what I would have said.
So we get to the second hole. And it's taken a little bit of a long time, and finally the group in front of us gets to the green, and we're in the middle of the fairway, and my buddy looks at me and he says, what is that on the green?
Hmm.
And I'm looking, I can't really tell what it is, and he goes, I think that's a cat. And he, I said,
there's a cat on the green?
It's not a cat. And he goes, no, Trav, I think that's a cat.
Come on.
And I'm looking, and all of a sudden it takes off running.
Ooh.
And you can tell that it's a cat.
Like a house cat?
I'm thinking maybe there's a feral cat on a golf course.
Right.
Could be.
Right,
like
sure,
it's out
right.
there chasing lizards and snakes.
Some wild cat. Yeah. It's a wild cat.
All of a sudden, you look, hey, what's that over on the side of the green by the bunker?
It's a litter box.
It's and my buddy Brad's like, I think that's a cat carrier.
Oh, yeah, cat carrier.
And they did something. All of a sudden, the cat stops and runs back into the cat carrier.
Wow, well-trained cat.
They brought the cat with them?
The carrier, put it in the back of the little basket in the golf cart.
Cat gets a little
They
fresh
brought
air.
A cat with them to the golf course.
Nice. Cat needs,
never heard of that.
Cat needs some fresh air?
Ever.
Bring him in his little house
you did
to play
golf?
Two
things at once. You could golf
Let
and
him
bring
run around
your
the green.
Did you just play behind these guys the whole round?
So at about the eighth hole, they, for some reason, decided to start playing at a normal speed, and they were fine. But they had a cat, which brings me to this question.
Mm-hmm.
Whose fault is it? Cat owner or the three people that allowed cat owner to bring the cat?
Cat owner 75-25% to the other
guys. I mean, the cat owner is the main, he's the one that decided, I'm going to bring my cat in my cat house to the
But these guys
golf
were friends. You could tell by the way they were interacting. They all knew each other. These were not three guys that got paired up with a solo guy that brought his cat. So they signed off on playing with cat guy.
Sure.
That's worse.
Well, did they know? They knew each other, right?
Yeah, but you could say if the four of us are playing, and you're cat guy in this analogy,
right?
And like, hey, I got an 850. Oh, cool. I'll bring Pedro. Pedro's the cat.
Oh, okay.
If I say
maybe Felix,
really not feeling Pedro at this. I just want to play golf.
Yeah,
I'm making the choice to play with Pedro at this point.
Right.
Yeah.
But maybe Pedro plays all the time.
Yeah. I'm out on.
Maybe
cat
he
guy.
Goes for every match that
cat.
This guy
and
goes
it's,
to
it's
play.
A carrier.
Do you know of a Pedro cat? Or is
Pedro
that the
cat.
That might be the first.
Yeah.
That's what I'd name if I had a cat. I'd name it Pedro.
vote for Pedro.
One time I was on a golf trip. I was on a father-son golf trip in Canada, and we're up in Vancouver, and my buddy and I are on the tee, and we look out. and I'm not exaggerating, there is a grizzly bear in the fairway.
Ooh, cool.
And I'm like, but pretty far out, like probably 250, 300 yards out. And I'm like,
jeez.
Well, what do we do? It's like the sixth hole. Do we just like keep playing or whatever? And right when we're trying to figure that out, the marshal pulls up in a cart. And I go, hey, man, there's a bear in the fairway. And the guy looks at me without any pretension or anything. And he goes, do you have a red collar or a blue collar? I look out there and I take my range finder.
Yeah, yeah.
I go, it's blue. He goes, hit away. He goes, you see the one with the red collar? Hightail it
wow.
back to the clubs.
And I go, what is the blue one trained?
The blue one is apparently one was friendly.
Yeah.
The red one, not so much. I went, you guys, are they here every day? And he's like, no, they just show up whenever they want.
Oh my God. Well, I just saw a story on the local news that says there's bears out everywhere right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, they come down from the foothills.
Yeah, there's bears, and we've got, apparently it's coyote season. Yeah. A lot of coyotes out there right now.
Gross. Red or blue collars on them?
They all have red collars.
They're all red
collars. You see a coyote, red collar.
One day, Trav, I was playing a mountain gate, and I'm on a green that's kind of elevated, and I'm looking down into the second fairway. And this guy tees off. It's a perfect shot right down the middle. But he's on a blind tee box. So he hits this drive, and it's perfect. And I see this baby coyote come off the mountain, looks around to see if anyone's looking at him, puts the golf ball in his mouth,
runs
back up the mountain.
No!
And me and my friend Danny are like, do we tell
gotta
the guy?
That.
And so we go, we got to tell him. I go, you know, this is never
awesome.
Going to happen again in our lifetime. So we divert, go back to where they're coming down, and I go, I got good news and bad news. And the guy goes, what's the good news? I go, you hit a perfect drive right down the middle. He goes, what's the bad news? I go, it's now up there on the mountain. So, Trav, what's the ruling there?
I think you have to play it where it lies.
But it's now lying on top of the mountain out of bounds.
I
got to drop and hit three?
Lost ball, right?
No, I'm playing with you.
If you and I are playing.
And we had a witness, I would say
you could
drop it where it was.
100%. But I think the letter of the law is it's a lost ball, right?
Yeah.
And if you can't identify it, I think you might even have to go back to the team
and go again. Not doing that.
So tell me if I'm making something out of nothing here, because that might be the case, but it bothers me a great deal.
Okay.
Saturday night, Max Muncy hits three home runs.
Yes.
He doesn't play the next day because he had a scheduled day off. I know that the pitcher for the Braves.
You have stumbled into something that I feel very strongly about. Go ahead.
Baseball is about getting hot for as long as possible.
Right.
Muncy's on one. Three home runs on Saturday night. I know Max Fried's a nasty left-hander.
You
right?
know
I
know
he's
is,
the next
you
game.
You know what Max Muncy is lifetime against
Don't
Fried?
Care. Don't.
3-for-9 with a home run. He can, I mean, he's actually
what
hit home
in
runs
the
off.
World?
Here, Trav, you are 100%. Right to be outraged. This is Slee, what Michael rants about. D'Angelo Russell comes out and hits 5 threes in the first quarter. Okay? 5-for-5. Second quarter starts, he's not out there. And I'm like, what happened? Well, this is the time where he normally takes a break. And Michael said, Ireland, let me tell you something. You don't get tired when you're hot.
Of course not.
And he's right. Mm-hmm. There's no way you sit Max Muncy in that scenario.
John, I gave an example to him. Listening to you and Michael, it was the Lakers-Warriors game. And remember, this was just recently. Klay gets off to a great start in the first quarter.
And they sit him.
And Michael,
called it.
Michael says, don't worry, Laker fans. Steve Kerr is going to bench him. And he ends up benching him.
Yeah, the amount of NBA coaches that do that is stunning. And it's no different in baseball.
Well,
why would you sit him?
It's an inability to adapt is what it is. In your case, I've got my rotations. I'm going to stick with my rotations no matter what. It's a scheduled day off. He's going to have a scheduled day off no matter what. Even though he's hit this guy before, and he's coming off a 3-home-run game.
It's this devotion to the algorithm or to the plan that's like, okay, cool, I get it. The reason you win 100 games every year is because your plan's really good. But don't you have to kind of watch what happens day to day to make some decisions
right.
in the moment?
This, by the way, is what was the divide between Joe Maddon and the Angels. You know, that ended badly. Joe was their bench coach for like 20 years. Joe wanted to manage on feel, and the front office wanted to manage on analytics, so they agreed to kind of meet in the middle. But the feel went out the window. Like, I've seen Joe completely if a guy, let's say he's in a doubleheader and then the first game the guy hits three home runs, Joel hit him leadoff in the second game.
Of course.
You know, just to get him more
at bats. But there's a reason why Joe's not managing. Because he doesn't fit the mold of guys that they're looking for now.
Are there any managers that would do something different in that spot? Or is every manager right now in baseball doing the same thing?
Handed down by the front office. It's a day off. He probably knew it was coming for a week.
Yes, fine. We'll give you one against the Marlins on Monday.
Right.
We'll get you the rest, just not today.
Does it matter, by the way, that they won and it worked and the Kike made – by the way, that one play Kike made at third base was spectacular.
Incredible play.
The throw was like on
the dot. To me, it doesn't matter. I'm glad they won. Shohei hit a couple. It was great. And they won. Cool. I'm glad they won. I'm glad he got his rest. My point is, what's one more day? Because what if he hits a couple more?
Right.
What if that's
so
the difference in the game?
The other thing is, don't you want him against the Braves as opposed to the Marlins on a Monday?
Yeah, really good point.
And it's representative to me of the larger issue of what the Dodgers have done in the postseason. That I get it. Over the course of 6 months, making strategic decisions based on the math will pay off more often than it won't.
Yes.
Okay? But we got to beat the Braves tonight. What if that was game two of a best of seven series, the NLCS, and Muncy goes deep three times in game two, but Fried's pitching game three, he's not playing the next day? That's insane to me.
Yeah,
I'm with you.
It's not smart.
Totally
it's
legitimate gripe.
Yep.
Now, how many of you guys watched The Roast?
I've watched a good chunk of it.
I watched a lot. I never saw the finish. I never saw Brady trying to come back at people.
I saw some of the clips.
But Ireland had the very interesting take on Friday that they would not mention Giselle. Giselle was off
limits.
By the way, 10 seconds in, the Giselle choice. You know, the only person that was off limits, as it turns out, was Kraft.
Yeah, well, they weighed the one about the massage parlor.
Well, why is that not a fair game? Everything else is.
See what Brady got up and said, knock that blank off. Don't do that again. And then they kind of self-corrected. But other than that.
Do you think that was scripted?
No, I do not. Jeff Ross did that joke.
He was mad.
He definitely got up and said to Jeff Ross,
how
enough of that.
How do you not think that that's not going to happen in a roast
right.
by Robert
Kraft?
Well,
nothing's out of bounds.
Mason
right.
and I have both been roasted, like the subjects of roasts. We emceed each other's roasts. And it's actually, if you go into it with like nothing's out of bounds and you just laugh at it, you get through it.
Yeah, it was super fun.
I liked it. Okay, so I have two thoughts about the roast last night. I thought one person came out of this so much better than everybody else that this person is going to get opportunities for the next 2 years to be a star.
Okay, let me take a shot.
Yeah.
Nikki Glaser.
100%.
Yeah,
she was amazing. She was amazing.
She's already a star.
No.
She's got a comedy special on HBO right now.
I'm talking she's going to get her own show now. I mean, this is – she was so unbelievably good.
Yeah, that's her lane.
She's on F-Boy Island.
Yeah, well, she hosts it, right?
That's true.
Yeah, she's a host.
Yeah, and – but
– she killed it.
To the point when she looked at her boyfriend and she goes, that's my boyfriend. We've been dating for 10 years. I love him to death. I'm telling you right now, I would shoot – he looks right at him and goes – I would shoot you in the face in exchange for a lottery ticket to have oral sex with Tom Brady. And it was like, what? And then she just went off after that.
She was great. Belichick, I thought, was a surprisingly good roaster.
Yeah, I thought he was good.
So Belichick is my answer to that thing was such a success. Belichick is my answer to one of two people who I think would be ideal for the next roast.
I got another one.
Let's see if you bid the same one as me.
He'd never do it, but it's who I'd like to see in that chair.
You want them
squirmed.
To guess?
Yeah.
Think
Jordan?
Of icon.
Jordan.
Icon.
Jordan would be great. It's not who I'm thinking of.
Huh. Tiger.
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Tiger.
Tiger
because
would be
think of the material
amazing.
On Tiger.
But you said he would never do it?
Not in a million years.
I think he might do it. I think you're surprised.
Oh.
Like, people that know Tiger say that he's, like, super funny and super self-deprecating. And now that his brand has already been blown up, what does he have to lose?
I hope so, but he still never – what you're talking about is all – private that mm-hmm. guys that know him say he's one of the guys that he is self-deprecating. You never get a glimpse of it. He's mildly self-deprecating about his golf game right now,
right?
But he's never been self-deprecating about how he blew up his life.
So there was someone there last night that I think is a candidate for the next roast that would be perfect.
Okay.
Any you guys want to guess?
An athlete?
I think the material would be so funny.
Peyton.
No, he's been roasted.
Okay.
Peyton's been roasted.
Who is it?
Kim Kardashian.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just think of the material that would come at her.
You know.
And when she did SNL.
Be like
she was fine.
Her whole act was making fun of herself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every time I hear her talk, which isn't often,
yeah,
I like her a little more.
She's very smart.
I think
she's
so too. Smart. I think so too.
Jason doesn't remember this, but she's been on our show twice.
No, have no recollection. Like, they even play the tape for me. I'm like,
Mike,
one
time
I don't
think
that happened.
Goes, that 100% ever happened. I go, I'll bet you $5,000 mythical money right now. He goes, I'll bet you any amount you want. I go, I would bet you 100.
You don't remember that.
Then they played the Kim Kardashian interview.
And then they played the tape with,
like,
Mason asking her questions. He goes, I have no recollection.
I have no recollection of that. None.
I thought the joke she made about her dad at the OJ trial was terrific.
Fantastic.
Although
terrific.
The look she gave Brady when Brady,
after that one joke,
when Brady said, Kim Kardashian's here tonight and she's a little nervous because she left her kids at home with her ex-husband.
Yeah, that's good.
And she
that
was like, good. Don't come after my kids.
The whole place broke out. The whole place broke out.
It was very funny.
Pretty good night.
Yeah,
I had very low expectations.
Me too.
And it was terrific.
Matter of fact, when I turned it on, I thought, I'm going to watch it for 20 minutes just so I can talk about it tomorrow. And I watched all 3 hours.
So I did not see all 3 hours. Emily texted me this morning. She's like, did you see it? I'm like, I saw a couple of clips. And so she sent me. I'm going to go back and check the whole thing.
Funny stuff.
It was really well done. Super Crosstalk is brought to you by In-N-Out. In-N-Out. That's what a hamburger's all about.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jets Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jets is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, SAVE. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, SAVE. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Good afternoon. How was the weekend, guys? What did you do, Ireland?
Well, Friday night, I went to Beach Life.
Right. How was Seal and Sting? How
they were both great.
Yeah.
Both great. You made the right choice, though. You were originally going to go, but then you're like me, you're a ticket snob, and you didn't want to sit general admission.
Correct, yeah.
Had you done that, even with VIP, I had VIP standing for
four or five hours.
Yeah,
right.
Lisa was really smart. So we went and saw Seal.
Yep.
Then we had an hour before Sting. And so we went and ate dinner at Shade down there, that hotel, and then went back for...
Oh,
so
nice.
We broke
you had
it
a
up.
Good plan. That's a good plan.
Yeah, we handled it well. They're both great. Seal and Sting were both great. And it's really cool seeing the whole beach turned into a 5,000 people on the beach.
Yep.
So that was fun. And then...
Seal sing this? Do you sing Kiss from a Rose?
Kiss from a Rose,
yeah.
Sure. This
they
is
sang
like
all
his big song,
does he
right?
have another hit?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Name it.
Crazy.
Yeah, crazy.
Crazy.
You've never. I just can't. That's Britney.
No. Play Crazy by Seal, Brian. You've heard it.
No, you know this song.
Crazy.
Seal's got tons of hits.
Yeah. And matter of fact, he had. He probably.
Oh, it is in the system. Here, I got it.
All right, play.
This is probably his biggest thing.
No, Kiss from a Rose is his biggest hit, but this is probably number two.
Yeah, this is right up there.
And Sting played everything. He was great.
Did he?
Yeah.
What was his encore song? What did he save for? I'm always interested to see what songs they save for the encore.
Yeah, it was the one about the stalker.
Oh, it was Every Breath You Take?
Yeah, at the end.
Oh, nice.
I think he closed with that the night you and I went and saw him, too.
I think he did. That's
his closing
his
song.
His big closing number.
Yeah. Opened with Message in a Bottle and closed with that.
Nice. And then Saturday you did Kentucky Derby?
I did. I bet $40 on Fierceness.
The favorite, right?
Because I figured I got 3-1. I was going to win $60 easy.
Yep.
Finished 15th.
Nice.
Greg, your horse finished 10th.
Okay. My horse finished first in the following race.
Oh, you bet the wrong race?
No. Oh. I'm saying my horse was so slow, he actually
He wasn't behind mine.
I think he was only 20 horses
in the field.
Yeah, no, I think he was pretty
just
back there.
Touch?
Yeah, just a touch.
Great race.
It was an unbelievable race. I was at a derby party. Ended up getting invited to a derby party
at
a yacht club in the marina. things that don't go together, Mason and Yacht Club.
So how was it?
It was fantastic. All of the women had the
hats.
Goofy hats on, and everybody drew an... here's what sucks. So they did a, we did a big pool of all the horses, and they came down to the last two little slips you could take
right.
for $10 each. So I reach in, I take one. It's a 50-to-1 shot. The last... piece in there was Mystic Dan was or
so the last person won the money.
Last person won the money
at a pretty good number too, right?
Yeah, like it was
18-to-1, 20-to-1.
Yeah, pretty long shot. Now I heard he's not going to run in the Preakness, which I think sucks. I think it should be a requirement.
Yeah, I do too. If you win it, you gotta you gotta kind of show up.
Bergman, what'd you do?
I had a really good weekend. I was with my kids and
let me set this up.
Okay,
Bergman walked in today and said, over the weekend, I had the greatest honor of my life.
Which was what?
And I said, don't tell me now. Save it for the show.
So, do you remember my my refugee family?
Yes.
The family that stayed with me.
Yeah,
six
right.
months.
They stayed for a long time. Yeah,
long time. So, they decided to make me the godfather of their kids this week.
Oh,
that's
nice.
Awesome.
I don't think there's a greater honor I've ever had in my life.
Did they have a, like, did you go to a baptism or something?
No, it's just an honorary thing.
Wait a minute, so there was no formal paperwork signed?
They were always, every time I made jokes about it, they would just be like, okay.
But no, there is no paperwork with if you're a godfather.
Yeah, but when I was a godfather, I went to a baptism.
I did too.
Catholic.
Yeah.
And I poured a little water on the head and did some of that.
Basically, they're saying that if they pass away, I get their kids. They're
trusting
me.
Oh, that's different.
Yeah, they're trusting me with their kids if they go.
That's what that means. What you did with the water, that's essentially what that means. If something happens to those parents, now you are the parent of that.
So are
child.
Those kids adults now that you were the godfather for?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they're grown-ups. I'm off the hook. By the way, there's one. I couldn't even tell you the name. I'm his godfather. It was that long ago. I have no recollection of it whatsoever. It was a previous relationship and a nephew
or other.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Yeah. My my godfather disappeared. My godfather, I know who my godmother was, but my godfather, okay. His name was Ferdy.
My godfather was my uncle, my mom's brother. Is that normal? If anything would have happened to me growing up, I would have gone to live with him.
It was my mom's cousin, Ferdy, who disappeared. So I would have not been able to, I still would have not had anywhere to live. Mm-hmm. Ferdy. What a name.
What a name.
Ferdy. F-E-R-D-I-E. Ferdy.
But how cool is that?
That's really cool.
Is that not a cool honor?
It sounds like a burden. Sounds like a burden walking around with the knowledge that
you're a bad guy.
No, I'm sorry.
I think you should be honored.
Yeah, no, it's a very nice honor.
Massively honored.
Good for you.
I agree with you, Greg.
Did they move back in?
They live in a house now.
Oh, good. that was the first question. Will you be the godfather? Great. He's moving in with you. All right. Yeah, that would have been
two
the
kids
next
now.
Step.
Yeah. Brian, what about you? What was fun this weekend?
I went out to a very nice steakhouse in Long Beach. I think it was like 555.
What'd you order?
That's where I was at the Kentucky Derby party in Long Beach.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I was down there Saturday
what'd you
night.
Order?
A nice little filet with some artichoke, some French onion soup. Off the chart.
Not a little, not a petite filet.
Oh, I had a petite filet.
You're a petite filet guy?
Not usually.
I took you for a porterhouse guy.
That's what Allison got, actually. So you can share.
Allison.
Yeah, yeah.
Good for her.
But petite filet is the way to go. Michael and I always order petite filets because then you get to eat all the other stuff.
Exactly. All the sides come like family style.
I like a big New York strip.
Nothing wrong with
and
that.
I like it to be dry aged, not wet aged. Wet aged is different from dry aged.
Difference. Explain the difference.
Well, they age a steak either in liquid, in some sort of marinade, or they age it dry. They sort of hang it and dry it out. I think when the steak is dry aged, it's got a nice little crust on it. It gets a little crust on top, which
they were all
absolutely
dry aged. Very good.
The best.
There you go.
Fleming's, by the way, wet aged. I will not eat there. I will not eat it. It's like $100 for a New York that's wet aged. Come on.
So it's weird about where we are, LA Live.
Yeah.
If you come down here for an event, like you come to Crypto.com Arena, you have a choice between the Palm, Mastro's, and Fleming's,
true,
which are all technically across the street,
yep,
from Crypto, depending on which direction you go. Now, given those three, where are you going?
I do not like Mastro's.
You don't
what?
Like Fleming's, so does the like Palm Fleming's win by
the
default?
The Palm wins.
I like all three of them.
Ding, ding, ding. Fleming's, too expensive.
No, I like Fleming's.
They're all good.
Although, you know what I associate with Fleming's is the night that they took Mason and I, the guys who ran this place, took Mason and I to dinner.
It was the eve of Game 7 of the 2010 finals.
To announce that they were firing Dave Singer, who had produced our show from the beginning, and we said no and walked out.
Walked out.
Now, if they said they were firing me,
I would eat the steak and then walk out.
I would definitely.
Wait a minute. You would be the one firing
I would,
you.
I would be the one firing me.
You
right.
can't
That's
get fired.
If they were to blow you out, I would say I'd register slight disapproval.
Slight. That sounds good. At least you got that slight in there.
Okay. I would just say, really?
You know, you know the weird thing about this that has now come full circle? They were going to replace Singer with Travis Rogers
as the producer.
To produce us. And we both said to them that night, we go, look, Travis doesn't want to be a producer. He's been in Houston doing shows.
He wants to be on the air.
He wants to be on the air. And they said, no. For you guys, he'll produce. And we went, what are you doing? And then finally, so we walked out, they got the message. And when we, after the Lakers won Game 7, won the title, and then they took it back 2 days later. Our walkout work.
Yeah, exactly.
The rest was history.
Laura, you have a good weekend?
I did. I had an eventful weekend. I also went to a restaurant. I had a steak. It was really good. And
steak weekend for this
boy.
Group.
A lot of steak, huh?
18-ounce steak.
Beautiful.
That a girl.
I did not eat half of that, but it was really good. And I also went to an Aventura concert last
night. It was your anniversary?
Yes, yesterday was our anniversary. And shout out to my man because he has no idea who Aventura is, does not know the language, anything. But he showed up to the concert. He's like, you want to go? And I'm like, are you sure it's our anniversary? He's like, baby, do you want to go? I was like, yes. He's like,
there you go.
Go.
That's very nice. Yeah. That's very nice. So you can take another potential Lakers head coach off the board.
Maybe two of them.
Yeah.
Jason Kidd has signed an extension, and the Clippers have come out and said they're keeping Ty Lue. So I think the Lakers are going to have to scratch those two guys off the list, unless there's some backdoor machination going on with Lue that we don't know about.
Yeah.
Jason Kidd's now off the list.
But I think the obvious choice is, well, I'll tell you coming up next. Hey, don't miss the Wabba Grill, Shinano and Cap 4 o'clock hour today on 710. Wabba Grill wants you to make a dinner time a little easier with their new Kids Eat Free program. Get a free chicken or tofu mini bowl with any entree purchase weekdays after 4 and all weekend long. Restrictions apply. Wabba Grill, eat smart, be healthy, and listen to the 6 p.m. hour on Fridays for the Wabba Grill pop quiz and your chance to win Wabba Grill for your entire family. All right, so driving to work tonight, I looked at the gas meter, and it tells me how much I'm getting 49 miles per gallon right now with my Elantra, which is a hybrid. First time I ever drove a hybrid. And the moment I entered into this partnership with the Southern California Hyundai dealers, I'm like, well, I am going to drive a Hyundai. And I absolutely love it. And with next level tech and safety features, Hyundai cars and SUVs give you the confidence to boldly journey wherever life takes you. Advantages include available class exclusive digital key and available remote smart parking assist. And because the road ahead should be as worry-free as possible, you also get complimentary maintenance for 3 years or 36,000 miles and 10 years of America's best warranty. It's your journey. Own every mile in a brand new Hyundai. Learn more about Hyundai's award-winning lineup and warranty at buyhyundai.com or see your SoCal Hyundai dealer today. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good!
playmaking splash shifted the tempo.
Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season.
Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
So I've got this problem that's developing, John.
And it is?
Look between my eyebrows.
Okay. Got a little cut there, it looks like.
Correct. Now watch when I do this. It's like I'm giving myself this little bruise by having
by furrowing your brow.
By furrowing my brow. So all I can think is I think I need to get Botox. Otherwise, I'm going to have a permanent bruise
sure,
right
why
there.
Why not? You live in L.A.
Do you think I should? I've got a permanent bruise right in the
understand.
Middle.
I understand. Your eyebrows are giving you a bruise?
No, this is giving me a bruise. When I do this with my eyes, when if you're watching on YouTube, when I do this with
well,
my
like
eyes.
Well, like they said to Tom Brady, his face doesn't move and he
correct.
Has no sense of
correct.
Humor.
Correct.
So
exactly.
There you go.
Exactly. So do you think I need to get shot up so that I don't have this little bruise in the middle of my face?
If
remember,
that's what's going to happen.
You live in Los Angeles. It's better to look marvelous than
yeah.
to feel marvelous.
Yeah, yeah,
go
no, it's true. It's
as
true.
As long as you can still have an expression on your
I will
face.
Have a slight expression.
As long as you have some.
I'll move some of my forehead.
A little bit.
Some, a little bit. Just a slight yeah. bit of forehead movement.
Then go right ahead.
Yeah.
Be like everyone else.
Yeah, why not? By the way, we had a lot of questions. People are expecting us to go skydiving on Friday. It actually got moved to Friday, June the 7th is when we're skydiving.
You're so. Good, Ireland? Friday, June 7th?
I think we went through that, yeah?
No, we didn't.
Are you sure? It was in all of our text chains.
Yeah, I knew I could do it this Friday, but I don't know about I got to check.
Oh no.
I think it's only you and Greg.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
Look what you did.
Oh boy. All right, so this is interesting. We're in the middle of another Lakers head coaching search.
The biannual coaching search
happens about every yeah. 2 years or so. Now replacing Darvin Ham. And Charles Barkley is on All of Us Media Types. Here's what he says.
I just want to say it's about coaching. Anybody who thinks the reason the Lakers suck is because of Darvin Ham or the reason the Suns suck is because of Frank Vogel, you don't know what you're talking about. Frank Vogel is a hell of a coach. Darvin Ham is a hell of a coach trying to get his career started. But for all you punks, idiots, and on other networks, who want to be media and who want all the players to like y'all. Do your damn job. The Lakers suck, and the Suns suck because of the players. It has nothing to do with the coaches. I feel better now.
Here, I can tell. Looks like you are, getting that off your chest.
I did. I hate it, man. You sit there like, Darvin Ham needs to get fired. Frank Vogel needs to get fired. Who put them teams together? Them trash-ass teams put together need to get fired. Them guys, they didn't just all of a sudden suck as coaches. People who put them teams together to get, they start packing up their stuff.
So, okay, so a lot of interesting
yeah,
points in there.
This is good.
Okay. First of all, I don't think he's wrong. I think that the players should take a lot of the responsibility. But
yes.
let's live in reality. You can't fire all the players.
Correct.
You're restricted, which is why so many coaches and so many managers and so many NFL coaches get fired every
yep.
year. It's kind of comes with the territory. You are hired to be fired. And in terms of firing people, you can't fire an owner, as anybody will tell
yep.
you. And the owner, at the end of the day, is the one that is placing. The GMs are one step closer to the owner
correct.
Than the players are.
Yep.
So it's harder to fire a GM, too.
Yeah, it is very hard to fire a GM. And I think it's fair to look at what Rob Pelinka has done and said, well, the last 2 years have not panned out. He was responsible for the Westbrook trade, which, you know, the Lakers gave up young assets and for a player that didn't work and didn't fit and never fit.
But there's an element to this that's unique to the Lakers. LeBron normally only signs short-term contracts
right.
so he has leverage and he can always threaten to leave. So I don't know if this happened or not, but I would assume LeBron and AD signed off on the Westbrook trade.
Oh, 100%.
If not, even went to Rob and said, hey, we want Russ. Get Russ to come play with us. I mean, I'm guilty. I thought it would work. It didn't. But so does that take some of the onus off of Rob because you think LeBron and AD are the ones who, for lack of a better term, made that trade happen?
Yeah, LeBron, Rich Paul, and to a lesser degree, Anthony Davis are really kind of running the franchise at this point. LeBron wants to play. There's no
question.
Well,
Rob refers to him as partners.
Yeah,
so partners. They have an equal say in all this stuff.
Partners, but Rob will apparently Rob will not say to LeBron no. Rob will not say no.
Well,
that
wait a
won't
minute.
Work.
Wait
Rob-
a minute. He did it with Ty Lue a few years ago. Remember, LeBron,
but that's not. But that wasn't.
LeBron
oh, you're
wanted.
Right.
LeBron wanted Ty Lue.
Yeah.
Rob said, "Okay, I'll try and get him," but the Lakers, for whatever reason, had decided.
Well, that's Genie.
3-year deal.
Correct.
And we're picking the assistants.
That,
and
that
Ty
was,
Lue said, "I'm out."
I don't blame him.
Yeah.
I don't blame
so
him.
So there's
a bit.
An example of saying no to LeBron.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But I mean, ultimately, if you look at the roster, I mean, there's a reason we're talking about Trae Young as a potential, because Trae Young is a Clutch client and LeBron is with Clutch and Rich Paul is, you know, in the heart of the organization to a great degree. I mean, this is, don't think that, Darvin got fired exclusively because of the playoff miss. It was that LeBron doesn't believe Darvin is a championship coach.
But the other thing about this Clutch thing.
Yeah.
It's not like anybody that Clutch represents is eventually going to land up on the Lakers.
But many do.
For example, KCP was a Clutch client.
Yes.
And they put him in the Westbrook trade.
Correct.
To get Westbrook, who's not a Clutch client.
Yep.
So they are making decisions outside of the Clutch bubble. But having said that, I think LeBron and AD are and should be consulted on any moves like this. I think that's your. Remember when way back in the day when the Lakers, who did they trade and didn't tell Kobe? I'm trying to remember, but one of Kobe's best friends on the team,
right?
It was Caron Butler.
Yeah,
he was like super close to Kobe, and he worked close, and then they just traded him one day and didn't tell him. And afterwards, Mitch Kupchak said that was a mistake. We need to communicate better. And Rob will come right out and tell you that he looks at AD and LeBron as partners. He consults with them on everything.
Well, then it's a failure for Rob and LeBron.
Right. I think they equally.
And I think that LeBron's got this nifty way of somehow avoiding any, not having his fingerprints on things.
Well. The one thing you want to say about LeBron is if he keeps playing at an all-star level, and he did again this year,
yep.
Then you want to do whatever it takes 100%. To keep him. And so this is part of that.
But this is part of the LeBron experience.
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, you can go back to David Blatt, made it to the finals and was fired the
Ice
next
guy,
year.
Sure, sure. Yeah. That's been a regular with LeBron. All right, going to do the wheel of questions coming up next. It is Laura's wheel today. Plus, the Clippers are done. And now they might wind up losing one of their franchise players. That's coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right, did you know it can take up to 11 weeks on average to hire for an open position? That's 2.5 months. So if you're hiring for a growing business, do what we do. Use ZipRecruiter. They can help you find qualified candidates for all your roles fast. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/LA. ZipRecruiter uses powerful matching technology to quickly find and send you the most qualified people for your roles. Or, as my friend Ian Siegel says, he invented ZipRecruiter, they don't leave anything to chance. It's a computer algorithm that works, and it works fast. Just go to that exclusive web address to try ZipRecruiter for free, ZipRecruiter.com/LA. Again, ZipRecruiter.com/LA. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Huh. Good. Well done.
We got a good huh.
Well done.
All right, guys. You guys mentioned that I celebrated 2 years with my boyfriend. And over the weekend, we were having dinner. Very quiet dinner. But we noticed there was a large party sitting next to us, clearly celebrating a birthday.
Okay.
By the end of the dinner, the waiting staff all came out. And you see the birthday person just like drop the smile because they knew they were about to sing happy birthday. You know, I hate that, by the way.
Happy birthday.
And the birthday person said, oh, no. Thank you so much. It's okay. No need for that. And the waiting staff continued to sing happy birthday, even though they told them to stop. So my question to you guys is, would you, as a waiter, continue to sing or just honor and be like, oh, okay, here's your birthday cake?
The customer is always right, Laura. If the customer asks you to stop singing, I stop singing.
I actually am in agreement. The customer is always right, even when they're wrong. That's what I was taught from all the way back working at a grocery store all the way through a movie theater. Customer is always right.
Customer is not always right.
However, no, they're not.
They're not always right. You should not actually treat them as if they're already not.
Oh, no, you have to treat them as right. They're the customer.
That's not the
right. So how would you do it?
I would still let them. I would stop as a waiter. In this situation, the customer is right. But in most situations, they're usually wrong.
But yeah, but even when they're wrong, if you care about ongoing business, you've got to treat them as right, even when they're wrong.
No.
What do you?
I worked in the industry for a long time. I did not treat every customer as if they were right.
We treated every customer like they were right.
I need a situation.
Well, wait a minute. What's an example of a time where you didn't treat a customer like where the customer was wrong?
I was kind of crazy about it too. So, like, I would if someone left me a really bad tip, I would.
Would you chase them out the door?
I did. I would chase them out the door and say, "Hey, what did I do wrong here?" Like, actually,
would you really?
100%.
Oh, that's so weird.
100%. And they're like, "Oh, you did nothing wrong."
I'm
like,
"Okay, then why was the low tip?" If I was your manager, you're out.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, that doesn't fly right there. Chasing the customers out saying, hey, where's the rest of my tip?
No, I didn't say where the rest of my tip. I said, hey.
I mean, you did, though.
I said,
you're a little short.
I said, you gave me a really bad tip. I'm just wondering, what did I do wrong so I could do better next time? And they said, oh, no, you were great. Everything was fine. I was like, oh,
that's
okay.
Just how much we tip.
Yeah, that's just, yeah. So at that point, I have to walk away. But I do go chase after him because what the hell, man?
Yeah,
excellent waiter.
I don't know that necessarily would fly with the average restaurant manager.
You get fired for that.
Chasing them out the door. All right, there you have that. There is your wheel of, Brian, what about you?
You know, honestly, if you tell them to stop before they start singing, I'm okay. But if I'm already going, I'm going to finish.
Yeah,
you know, I'm not going to stop singing.
That's the thing. The other thing is, I think it's unreasonable to expect somebody to stop. I mean, it's a happy birthday
to you.
It's like,
okay,
no.
You know what? I'm out.
Now I just feel like I'm not complete, though.
My thing is,
you go to the back and then finish it.
Pause. Anyways, my whole thing is like, if you... Greg.
That was funny.
That was late. But my thing is, you also know that the waiting staff is probably being looked at by somebody. So just let them do their thing.
What I hate is that when they do the birthday song and apparently there are rights fees now for happy birthday to you. So people make up birthday songs and it's like, happy birthday, ha ha.
Wait, what?
They make up
a variation.
A variation of it
song.
Without actually
happy,
saying
happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, so they don't get
hit with a bill. Exactly.
All right. Hey, by the way, did you know that it's time to make your vote count for the biggest night of the year for ESPN LA? Are you ready to vote? Have you voted yet?
Is it time?
The Mandy's 3. Go to ESPNLA.com and click on the Mandy's 3 voting page logo presented by the law offices of Joseph S. Normand, injury attorneys you can trust, 213-747-2000. Vote now at ESPNLA.com.
We'll do it live.
The voting is now officially live, and Ireland, you know, my one message as we get ready for all the Mandy's voting.
Focus.
Everybody has got to.
Vote for the Mason and Ireland show.
That's Brian Cranston for show of the year. The voting is on, and you know, I discovered something amazing.
That Pepe can't pronounce the word focus?
No, I've known that for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Each email address gets one vote.
Okay.
So in other words, like if you go and vote, let's say one of our regular listeners, you only get to vote one time. You can't vote multiple times. So there's no ballot box stuffing, right,
That's
Bergman?
Right. That's the way to do it.
And unlike what Ireland says, the awards are not rigged.
They're not in the slightest.
They are rigged.
They are not. They're
you
not.
Keep making this joke, but it's just not possible.
Oh, oh, they, you don't think it's possible for Morales to rig the Mandy's?
He does not.
Okay.
He does, absolutely.
Well, 100%. It is. You have to say it is possible.
I mean, it's possible.
Hey, he can absolutely do it.
It's a made-up award show by us.
Yeah. Yes. But at the same time,
I mean, do the math.
Have you seen how
I
much?
I mean, we didn't hire Ernst & Young here.
Have you seen how much Morales does? Do you think he has that much time to go onto the? East
oh, on this?
Page?
Yeah.
No,
when it comes to the Mandy's,
the Mandy's are like his wedding, since he's often.
Yeah, no, it is. It is
married.
Like his wedding. That's yeah. very good.
100% not happening.
Yeah, no, I trust in the sanctity of the vote.
Tommy Lamb knows, and at some point Jorge knows, and that's
the
it.
The firm of the
no, there is no firm. We did yeah, not no, hire an accounting firm.
It's the firm of Tommy, Jorge, and Morales.
Right.
No, Morales. Morales does not
every
know.
Time.
No.
Now, so whose turn is it? Is the host of the year a rotating trophy, or is it going
like,
to go to Slee
NBA
again?
NBA MVP?
Yeah. Or so is it going to go to, if it goes to Slee again, will that mean it's rigged? That will mean it's not rigged, right?
If it goes to Sliwa again. Well, I think that most of the awards will go to Sedano and Cap because the Circle of Trolls
but
votes.
We've always done really well.
Yeah, but they vote. The Circle of Trolls
yeah,
votes.
Well, partly is you're alienating yeah. people by calling them trolls.
Exactly.
The Circle of Trust is, there are actually a lot of Mason and Ireland people
yes,
in there.
Yes, and there are a lot of trolls. Yeah, so they vote, and they yep. vote for Sedano and Cap, so they'll win most of the awards. That's my prediction. See if I'm right.
Yeah, we will see.
Because
we will
Greg,
see.
Greg claims that it's 100% honest, it and there will be nothing Vic. So I'm calling it now. Sedano and Cap win all the major awards.
All of them.
All of them.
But yep. that won't be Morales if someone else fixes it.
No, but what are you talking about? Won't be Morales. That's Morales' favorite show.
But that's so. What if he's going to fix something? Why would he fix everything towards his favorite
right,
show?
Right. I mean, the
why
bit.
Why wouldn't
of,
he?
No, yeah. because then it would be obvious.
The bit of the
well,
year.
Why does he care if it's obvious?
No. That's not good content, though. That's not good. Yeah. Like he wants the.
I'm just going to go along with
fight.
It.
Okay.
I'm going to go along with it.
Vote for the Mason and Ireland show.
All right.
And by the way, Jeremiah Witten did that diss track last
oh,
week.
Oh, yeah.
He says Circle of Trolls in the diss track.
Oh, is that a point, Jeremiah?
Is that where you got it?
Wait, do it again. Play it.
First of all, John's forehead starts at his nose, but it never really stops because it goes and it goes. He's a 1%er now and he knows and it shows. Golf course at Terranea is the place that he goes. Travis Rogers seems nice, he's vanilla as hell. See a person or just AI, I can't really tell. Apologies, I think I just fell asleep, but maybe it was because I'm listening to post-game with sleep. Does Morales even do NYC on the shows? He pops up on Lit Tuesdays and steps on the floors, playing stupid yacht rock songs that nobody knows. But at least he makes fun of Sedano's ridiculous clothes. Cappy's always pushing weird merch aside as a bold. I think he lives for validation for the Circle of Trolls. Greg
he does!
He hates you as well.
That avoid you! Jeremiah, you and I, Circle of Trolls.
Keep your clothes on, Don. Nobody wants to see the pictures, buddy. Save it for Juan. I'm done with this diss track, and I've reached the end.
This is very good, by the way.
It's great. Jeremiah Witten always comes through. That's only the second time we've played that thing.
That is the second time.
Yeah.
We should play it more and more.
We should incorporate
it
into the
we absolutely
fabric
should.
Of the show.
All right, so I wanted, since I teased it, I want to get to this one thing. There are reports, Ireland.
Yeah.
That the Clippers and Paul George have circled a deal for a while now and haven't been able to consummate one, which is making it seem as though, and it's being reported, that he is going to test the market.
I believe he will go to free agency. He will test the market, and he'll end up re-signing with the Clippers.
You think he'll wind up back with the Clippers?
I think it's going to go down, but I do think he's going to go check it out and see what happens. The Sixers would love to have him.
Yeah.
Because he thinks that they, you know, he could put them over the top. But I think Paul George, I think Ty Lue comes back to coach him and Paul George comes back to play for the Clippers.
So it's the same old, same old. It's like first round exit Clippers.
What else can they do?
Well, I mean, they've got all the money in the world. Don't think they can. They could have.
They're over the cap, though. So if Paul George walks, it's not like they get to replace that.
No, but they elected to re-sign Kawhi, and that's
for less than the max. Paul George is asking for the max. I don't think they want to give it to him, and I think Philly will.
So why would Paul George leave a dime on the table?
I don't think he's going to. I think the Clippers are going to cave.
Oh, you think they're
going to max?
Give him the max.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Well, we're going to find out.
They're going into a new building. They don't have a choice.
And by the way, I don't see how they get better. You know,
well, maybe they won't.
It's a bunch of descending players. Would you not say Kawhi and Paul George are descending based
on. Paul George, I would say, is in his prime. Kawhi is a great player, but the questions are about his health.
Right.
I think Zubats is ascending. I think Terrence Mann is ascending.
Well, but those guys don't have high ceilings.
You think they bring Russ back? Maybe not.
maybe not. I mean, they seemed, I don't know, they seemed happy. Although there was an article this last week that said getting him integrated into what they're doing is really, really hard, and they kept it very, very private. So it sounds like there was some effort involved in getting Russ to fit in there.
I always say, Greg, I don't know if you noticed this, whenever I watch Clipper games, I think Russ, while he plays well in spurts, and keep in mind, Russ used to be my favorite player until the whole Laker thing blew up. I think Russ actually shoots them out of games sometimes.
All the time.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know if they have the guts to go to Harden. What about Harden?
Yeah, Harden's another one. What do you do?
Do you bring Harden you bring all four of those guys
definitely
back?
Harden is definitely a descending player.
Of course
player.
He is.
He's going to give you that one good game like he did when they won. Was it game four or five when he went crazy, hit like 6 of 8 shots within inside the paint? Those
right.
little floaters. He'll give you one of those a series, but that's it. So Harden's not the right guy anymore.
All right, coming up next, returning Dodger. Walker Buehler on the mound tonight. What are your expectations? We'll talk about the big sweep over the weekend. Plus, 2 o'clock call of the day. Any subject fair, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-ESPN for the 2 o'clock call of the day. In the meantime, let me tell you about some poker. So when I play, I always play at Commerce Casino and Hotel. And this is a big deal. People like world champ Daniel Negreanu are pumped up about the WSOP being at Commerce. And
Daniel Negreanu is playing with you at this in this tournament?
Well, he's in the tournament.
Right.
I'm not going to necessarily be at his table.
If you take him down, it will be your greatest professional achievement as a poker player.
Well,
just letting you know.
We will find out.
That
we will find out. World Series of Poker comes to the Commerce Casino and Hotel May 10th through the 24th, so it's coming, starting this weekend. Take in the first WSOP ring event outside of Vegas in 2024. Visit CommerceCasino.com for more details. Take a seat. Get right in the action. One tournament can change your life. Play your game. Check out a show and win big at the Commerce Casino and Hotel, the home of Mandy's 3, Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.